continues, and also just increasing consumerism has led to a major financial crisis based on the materialistic ideology. Enjoyment and maximum personal income is a strategic goal, and it's an unchangeable goal. Developing consumption, increasing consumption, eliminating rivals, and dominating global markets, and also monopoly with respect to advanced technologies, and depriving nations of self-sufficiency are among the other goals pursued by this ideology. In fact, in addition to this, this ideology seeks to pave the way for arms race and also making more demands for purchasing weapons and arms. All these are the outcome of the ideology of the capitalist system and the liberal economy that calls for further consumption of cheap fuel and destruction of nature. The second level is the political level. The method used for using the natural resources is one of the causes of international conflicts, and energy has always been a political security issue. Energy and oil for a century has been a parameter for security and foreign policies of the U.S. government. Speaking of the previous, it's similar to the role that played for the previous emperors and empires. That has been the cause for military expeditions in order to dominate energy resources. I would like to draw your attention to this issue that the United States, with a population of less than 5%, is consuming 25% of oil and gas and more than 80% of wood and 40% of the water in the whole world. And in fact, almost 40% of the world vehicles and automobiles are in the U.S., are operating in the U.S. And in fact, this government, that is the U.S. government, has a military budget tantamount to the military budget of the other world countries. The industrialized countries have a 20% constitute 20% of the world population. At the same time, they consume 85% of the world energy, and subsequently, they just cause the major portion of global pollution. So, I wonder what's going to happen if other world countries would also have a similar behavior in the world. U.S. statesmen and their allies have emphasized further production of fossil fuel energy, and they are using bullying policies. They're using bullying policies in order to prevent the emergence of new advanced technologies. At the same time, they avoid accepting international commitments, implementing international commitments, and in fact, they seek to prevent a firm international resolve in order to prevent the emission of pollutants. It is quite clear that the existing climatic condition is due to the way of thought and also the selfish attitude of certain governments, expansionist governments that are looking for maximum interests and dominating the whole world without taking into account its consequences. My dear friends, the continuation of the current trend is impossible, and it will lead to the destruction of human life. But the question is, what is the solution? Based on what I stated, it is quite clear that the key solution is paying attention to humanitarian and divine values. God Almighty has endeared human beings and has dignified humans and preferred growth and perfection. God set certain rights for human beings and called on humans to tread the path of monotheism and also avoided discrimination. God has called on human beings to respect each other's rights and act on the basis of kindness and affection, help each other, and also to share their happiness and sorrows and griefs, and also sacrifice themselves in order to help others and act on the basis of justice and equity and avoid expansionism and hegemonic behavior. God has called on humans to thank God for his blessings and also make appropriate use of natural resources such as water, forests, and so on. And at the same time, avoid evil actions. Distinguished colleagues, if this is an ideology that has been gifted to humans by divine prophets, and if we consider this ideology as our as the basis, then we'll be able to prevent the destruction of nature and the environment, and in this way that will give us a new opportunity in order to protect our environment. On this basis, I wish to offer the following proposals. One, a working group comprising scholars and thinkers from voluntary states act on the basis of divine and human ideology, and in this way, just delineate the criteria for the happiness of humanity and human societies. We can correct the existing criteria and just distribute all the resources justly throughout the world. We can create a happy society and pave the way for a happy life, and at the same time turn the existing race into a race for being more kind to one another. The new economic system must take shape on the basis of justice and human dignity. The model of production must be on the basis of the factual needs. Three, industrialized countries, the so-called advanced countries, must give in to international commitments and simultaneously must present a clear mechanism in order to contain certain industrial units that is giving fines to countries that have been harmed and have sustained losses. Four, it has been said that $250 billion has been spent for the Afghanistan war and $1,000 billion has been spent for the Iraq war. Now, by spending $50 billion in Afghanistan, wouldn't be able to turn to reconstruct that country. And in fact, by spending $200 billion, we could make better use of fossil fuel energy and contribute to the formation of advanced technologies. And in this way, we could contribute to the reduction of the pollutants. The emission of greenhouse gases has been causing fatalities several thousand times more than the actions of the terrorists that are the most hated individuals in the world. And